It was a late night in the House of Representatives, but we got the U.S. National Defense Authorization Act, basically the military bill, authorizing projects and policy for the U.S. military, passed last night. Like I said, it was a late night, but we got it done. I'm especially pleased of two projects that are authorized. By authorized, I mean Congress has said these are good projects, we should move forward. But the hard part now will be get the appropriation money to actually fund these projects. I'm especially pleased to see a live fire shoot house and urban assault course at Camp Grayling. This is something I've talked to officials at Camp Grayling, talked to a number of members on the Armed Services Committee to allow them to build this $4.36 million course. And this can be like you're fighting in the streets of Fallujah or something in Iraq, or you can change it and it could be doing a riot control in the city of Detroit or something. But it's a live fire shoot house and urban assault course at Camp Grayling, $4.36 million. That's been authorized. Another authorization was $5 million for Century Incorporated in Traverse City. Century Incorporated has a new process in which they can take very heavy parts of machinery, or in this case, wheels, which are very, very heavy, and they can reduce the weight by almost two-thirds and make these wheel drums just as lightweight but as strong as a steel wheel drum for these big military vehicles. And this application has, but that's used by Century Incorporated, has application in civilian and military use. So I'm glad to see the Congress has actually recognized it and authorized $5 million to be spent on this project to continue its development. And a couple, on more of a personal note, a couple other items in this defense authorization bill. We put in there 3.9% raise for all members of the uniformed services, of our military services. We have $840 million for two more littoral combat ships, which are being built in Marinette Marine and a competitor down in Alabama, and hopefully Marinette Marine will get those contracts, but that's almost $1 billion there. And also Derek Gagne, our local hero in Menominee County, who was severely wounded when an IED struck his Humvee in Iraq, and Derek lost part of a leg, part of a foot, and a severe eye injury. But Derek had signed up from the National Guards into the full military and received a bonus as soon as he got injured, and the severity of his injuries prevents him from continuing his service in the military, so the military reneges on his bonus. I mean, that's insane. How can the guy, through no fault of his own, gets injured in Iraq, serving his country, lose his limb, and we say, oh, well, since you can't fulfill your contract, there's no obligation for us to give you your bonus. It's not just Derek. It's been a number of people throughout the military. He's been treated this way by our military. It's all this shameful, disgraceful act has to be reversed. We now put it in the Defense Authorization Bill. We'll change that policy of the Department of Defense. And last but not least, just one other little thing that only helps one or two people in our district, but critically important. Servicemen, when they leave the service and go into U.S. Military Academy, as one gentleman from Northern Michigan did, and was severely wounded while serving their country in the military academy, but because they're a cadet, a student, they're not entitled to a disability pension. And so we rolled back the clock to 2000. So all those men and women in the service, about 570, they figure, who around this country are injured while in the military academy and can no longer continue their military career, instead of being thrown out on the streets, they'll now get a disability pension that they rightfully deserve. So we've provided for the military. We provided for future research and development in the military. We provided for training. We provided for pay raise. But most importantly, what I'm most proud of, we provided for the men and women who served their country and were injured. And we're going to take care of those needs now and in the future. Overall, it's a good bill. I'm pleased to see it pass on to the Senate and to the President. I hope you'll sign it.